A trip to the well below the Valley-O, this time on Culture File. Artist Carmen Quigley is best known for her intricate, writhing monochrome drawings with mystical flavours informed by her own highly partial, wry explorations of local myths and history. One of Quigley's recurring draws is to water sources, and in particular Ireland's holy wells, which she seeks out, visits, and under the right circumstances, drinks from, in excursions that are part research trip, part performance. Culture File's Vanessa Noonan joined her recently at a hidden in plain sight location in Dublin's Phoenix Park.
I'm Carmen Quigley. I'm a visual artist based in Dublin. And for the last couple of years, I've been making a lot of work about holy wells and different sites of folkloric interest around Ireland. And so, yeah. So I primarily make drawings, and they are inspired by the places that I visit. When I go somewhere, I want to like get a sense of the place, a feel for the place, and then I use reference photos and just like memory of those places to make drawings that make up my own stories that are heavily inspired by Irish folklore but aren't exact retellings. Mm-hmm. They're kind of existing in the same world but just not as familiar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Oh, it is. Oh.
No. So we're at Baker's Well, or it's also known as Bridget's Well. It's in Phoenix Park next to Knockmaroon Gate.
We're just off the road and the hill dips pretty steeply and you really quickly get to a very overgrown ditch that's got loads of sort of long grass and brambles and nettles. Looking immediately to your left, you see
a small stone structure?
Yeah, a small stone structure that's going down into the ground.
Three little steps down?
Three sort of granite slab steps go down into a little sort of walled area. Well, when you're looking at it, you see a pretty unpromising layer of sludge. And then when you go down and turn left, is a little sort of hole into the ground that's covered with more granite in the shape of a sort of peaked roof with 1894 carved on it. And then down the bottom is a small pool of clear water and a little stream, a mossy little tap that's letting a trickle of water in.
Ow! Oh, Neville.
Yeah. 1894. Well, you can tell me more about that, I guess.
I don't know much about it.
Oh, really? It's really nice.
And
it's really
nice. It could be the Fionnuala Well. What is it? Clear water. So Phoenix Park's obviously called Fionnuala in Irish because of the bodies of water around. And I think this well was used quite like domestically, which some wells you're not supposed, it's kind of frowned upon to use the water for domestic purposes, so like washing or anything like that, you're not supposed to do that. But I think this one might have been actually collected by people in the area and used for kind of domestic things, and I'm not sure what its healing properties are, because a lot of wells are attributed to a specific cure, and I couldn't find anything about this one, so could just be general healing. But even down there I can't see very many offerings left. There was kind of they're few and far between over there. There's like, often if you go to some of the more regularly visited ones, you'll have like a rag tree and you'll have lots of different offerings left for the well. Well, I made a drawing for the Project Art Centre for the billboard outside there, and it was specifically about Dublin holy wells, because so many of them are lost or just kind of difficult to get to, or they're inside a church, or there's one in the Mansion House. It used to be like an actual well, and then they
built a house on top of it.
Yeah, and they also have connected it to the main water line now, so it's not even, it's got no special properties anymore. But yeah, the drawing was inspired by how many of them are kind of behind a gate or, you know, enclosed somewhere, hard to access. So it was about them like all overflowing and bursting and like basically flooding Dublin and healing Dublin with all of their magical properties. That was kind of after visiting a lot of more rural ones and just seeing how lovely those were and what special places they feel like when you're there. You really get like, I sometimes feel quite moved by them. They have a really strong energy to them. Probably one of the most memorable ones that I went to was in a, it was in Kerry, and it was in this tiny graveyard, and it was next to this mound, and it was a mass grave from the famine times, and so there's this beautiful little well next to it, and this obviously like devastating graveyard. That's one that really sticks out to me, just because the energy of that well was palpable. It was one of my favorites. Maybe is the wrong word to say, but most memorable.
Ooh,
for sure.
Bees down here now.
There's bees.
Yeah.
Who's the well? Who's the saint? Who? Saint Begnet. She's the bee saint, isn't she?
Oh, yeah,
most
yeah,
of the time,
yeah.
I just drink from them, but the ones in Dublin, sometimes I don't want to drink from them. So I either take it with me in my belly or in a bottle.
It's nice yeah. and cold.
Something I always like to stress to people is that I'm like, I wouldn't consider myself a historian in any way, because I don't like retain any facts really. I'll remember the well based on my experience there, as opposed to what I read about it somewhere, and that has changed the way I make up my drawings as well.
Is it the Liffey kind of water? Do you know, like, whether it's...
It must be. Like, I mean,
puddle.
In terms of wells that I'm planning on visiting, there's Scurvy Well on Docky Island that I really want to go to.
It's a cure for scurvy.
Yeah. And then there's another one that is in a cave, in a sea cave near Portrane. There's two caves next door to each other, and one has a holy well, and one was used as a like a hidden church when it was forbidden to be having mass. So I want to check out that one. I definitely recommend people start visiting wells. I think there is nothing like it. Like, truly, I'm sorry that I found this well before we met up, because the joy of just like turning around the corner and seeing it, like, I was positively giddy. And then even like standing down into the steps and looking in, like, obviously that thin layer of sludge is there, but then turning your head and seeing like the crystal clear fresh water, oh, it's so beautiful. I just
I
love it a lot.
Yeah, I might taste a drop too. How is it?
Delicious.
A little bit.
Yeah,
thank you. Might I?
Bottoms up.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's really,
really
nice. And whatever cure it holds, we will now be cured.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Woohoo. Okay, nice.
Artist Carmen Quigley there, taking the waters with our reporter Vanessa Noonan. And you can see more of Carmen's work on Instagram @carquig, all one word.